week's parsha, Parsha Ki Tetzé, begins with the very unique halacha of Eshet Yifat Tohar, where the Torah permits a soldier to stay with the woman he meets on the battlefield. Chazal famously explained that the Torah is matter this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there would be situations where people would not be able to control themselves, and therefore he was matter this. Some people mistakenly reach the conclusion from here that we see that the Torah permits situations where we can't control ourselves. Rabbi Jonathan Sachs points out that the opposite conclusion is the one we should be reaching. The fact that the Torah permits specifically Eshet Yifat Tohar is an indication that the Torah takes into account the fact that there are situations where we won't be able to withstand, and that's the one that it's matir, Eshet Yifat Tohar. The implication is that all the other Isurim of the Torah are ones we should expect ourselves to be able to withstand. I think there's an additional important lesson to be learned from Eshet Yifat Tohar. Rashi points out that the next piece in the Torah speaks about where a man has a wife that he hates, to use the word of the Torah, and that leads to a ben sora mora, etc. Rashi says even though it's mutter to marry the Eshet Yifat Tohar, a person should realize that in the end he'll end up hating her, he'll end up resenting her. It won't be a good marriage, and it will lead to, of course, the problem with one's children. It's easy to understand how it can lead to this, because a person who marries a woman just because of a moment of weakness, because she is attractive on the battlefield and not for any real reason, obviously he's not going to ultimately love her and probably even resent her. The point here is that not everything that's permissible is also wise, is also something that we should do. We should be thinking not only about what's mutter, but also what makes sense for us. Rashi uses an interesting phrase to describe what ultimately happens with this marriage. Sofo lios sona. In the end, he'll end up hating her. We find the same idea in Rashi and Chazal later in the Parsha to explain the ben sorer umore, who's killed al shem Sofo because of what he would eventually do if we don't stop him beforehand. Chazal tell us that the Chacham is the one who is roa es hanolad, who can see in advance what's going to happen, who thinks about the implications of their actions. The lesson here is to realize that when we make decisions, we should think about what ultimately they lead to, the implications long term. Parshat Ki Tetzé describes how when marriage fails, society unravels. The point is to think about the implications socially of how we live our lives individually, how we relate to our spouses and our children, and make sure that we think about the long term implications, and make wise decisions.